So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding the Mishnah's halacha of Lifnei Eidein Shel Evdei Kechav M'Shleisha Yamim, Asra Lasis V'Lasis Imam. From 3 days before the holidays of the idol worshippers, a Jew may not sell to or buy from them. Ibailahu Shleisha Yamim Hein Ve'Eidehen Oidilme Hein Beloy Eidehen. Do the 3 days also include the actual holiday and the Isra begins from only 2 days before? Or Hein Beloy Eidehen, the 3 days do not include the holiday, which is certainly Asr, and the Isra begins from the 3 days before? The Gemara brings proof that Hein Beloy Eidehen from both Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham. Rabbi Shmuel, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says, Shleisha Lefnehem, Veshleisha Lacharein, Asr. One may not deal with Akum 3 days before and 3 days after each holiday. And accordingly, Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, Amr Shmuel says, Yem Aleph Ledivir Rabbi Shmuel Lo'olam Asr. Where non-Jews celebrate every Sunday, a Jew may never deal with Akum. Now, this can only be true if we say, Hein Beloy Eidehen. Then the whole week is Asr because the 3 preceding days start on Thursday and the 3 following days end on Wednesday. But if we say, Hein Ve'eidehen, Ha'ika Arba V'chamisha Deshari, then Wednesday and Thursday would be mutter because the 2 preceding days only start on Friday and the 2 following days end on Tuesday. This proves that Hein Beloy Eidehen. Chachamim, our Mishnah says, Lefnei Eidehen Shal Akum Shleisha Yom. The 3 days before the holiday are Asr. Apparently, Hein Beloy Eidehen Shema Mina. The Gemara next discusses the reason for the Isser of Lefnei Eidehen. Ibailahu. Mishum harvacha, idil mishum velifne evil esitim michshel. As Rashi explains, the ravach va'azlu moidil avoidus kachav, va'av Yisrael mishum leishom al picha. Is the Isra because the Akum benefits, and as a result he will thank his avoidus zara, and it's forbidden for a Jew to cause the mention of the avoidus zara? Or because of velifne evil esitim michshel, a Jew may not help another person, even a non-Jew, to commit an avera, and a Jew who sells an animal to an Akum enables him to transgress the sin of bringing a sacrifice to avoidus zara. And the distinction lies where the isli behema l'didei. The Akum also has an animal of his own. In this case, there is only the concern of mishum harvacha, because the ha'komar v'chlei, the Akum does benefit. But there's no concern of mishum v'lifne evil esidim michshel, because the ha'isli l'didei, since the Akum can use his own animal, the Jew did not help him by selling him a second animal. And accordingly, regarding Reb Nosson's halacha v'shalo yoshed odim koi shal yayin l'nazir, v'evi minachai l'vnei noyach, one may not pass a cup of wine to a nazir or a piece of meat from a live animal to a non-Jew because of v'lifnei iver l'sita michshel, we must say that the issa of l'fnei iver applies only if the koi betray avr dinahara. There's a river separating the nazir oy ben noyach from the issa, or any other circumstance in which the other person cannot get to the issa without one's help. However, if there is no separation, the Isra Lifnei Iver does not apply because the Chilo Yavin Le Shakli Ihu, the other person can get to the Isra on his own without one's help. And for this reason, the Braisa uses the term Lo Yoshit, one shall not pass, but not Lo Yiten, one shall not give. The Gemara poses another inquiry. If a Jew did buy from or sell to an Akum during the Shleisha Yom, there is a Machlekes. Bi'echin says nasav nasan aser, the Jew may not benefit from the proceeds, while Rish Lakish says nasav nasan mutter, the Jew may benefit from the proceeds. However, Rish Lakish does agree that eidehen shel evdei kechavim nasav nasan asurin. If the sale was during the actual holiday, he may not benefit from the proceeds. I think Mar sets a brice in support of Rish Lakish, and the brice first makes the following distinction: kisha amru aser losses velosis imohem lo aser el bedaver hamiskayim av bedaver she'en miskayim loy. The prohibition not to sell to an Akum applies only to items that are durable, because the Chazir Le Kamei B'yem Eidei V'Ozlam Eidah. When the Akum sees the item on his holiday, he will go thank the Avodah Zarah. However, the prohibition does not apply to a perishable item such as selling them vegetables, because the item will perish before the holiday, and there is no concern for Ozlam Eidah. The Braisa adds, V'afila B'davah HaMaskayim Nasa V'Nasa Mutter. If one did sell a durable item to an Akum, he may benefit from the proceeds. I think Mar cites another Braisa that adds the following distinction. Davish ein miskayim meichrin lehem, aval ein loikrim hem. Regarding a perishable item, one is only permitted to sell it to an Akum, but one may not buy it from an Akum because, as Rashi explains, demar v'chle, demetech she'en miskayim misabuhu lamachrei. The Akum benefits because he wants to get rid of the perishable item as soon as possible, and there is therefore concern for az lamayda. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Lefnei eidehen v'chulu aser lashilon v'lishol mehen. From 3 days before the holiday of Akum, a Jew may not lend to or borrow returnable items from an Akum, and a Jew may not lend to or borrow money from an Akum, and the Jew may not pay off or collect a debt from an Akum. And the Gemara asks, Lashilon, Lalvaisan, Leparon, the Komar Vachlohu. We understand why the Jew may not lend to or pay off the Akum, because the Akum benefits of Azlamaida. However, in the reverse cases of a lishal mehen, v'lilvis mehen, v'lifroi mehen, mi'utikam emayit lehu, why is the Jew not allowed to borrow or collect from the Akum? The Akum does not benefit, but rather loses. If so, why are these transactions asr? The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, gezeir lishal mehen atu lahashilon, l'lvis mehen atu lahavaisam, l'froi mehen atu lefarim. The Jew may not borrow or collect from an Akum because of a gezeir that if he does so, he may come to do the reverse and lend and pay off an Akum as well, from which the Akum does benefit. Rava says, kula mishum da'az lamaydahu. The Jew may not borrow or collect from an Akum because the Akum will rejoice that the Jews are dependent on him, va'az lamaydahu. Regarding Lefrayim Mehen, whether one may collect a debt Lefnei Edehen, there's actually machlekes in the Mishnah. As mentioned earlier, the Tanna Kamma holds Aser Lefrayim Mehen. One may not collect a debt from an Akum. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds Nefrayim Mehen Emneshe Meitzer Hulai. One may collect the debt from an Akum because it upsets him. And the Tanna Kamma responded, Amrulai, Ava Pesha Meitzer Hu Achshav, Sameich Hula Achazman. One may not collect a debt from an Akum because even though at first it upsets him, but he's happy later that he paid off his debt and there is concern for Azla Maida. The Gemara asks that there seems to be a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, Nifroi Mehen, because he considers only Akshav, the current situation, that Meitzulai. However, regarding Chalamayid, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ishalei Sasud Bemayid, Memesha Nivul Hula. During Chalamayid, a woman may not apply lime to her face because she appears unattractive and becomes upset, and only after Mayid, when she removes the lime, does she appear attractive. However, Rabbi Yehuda does agree to besit Sheyachay Lekafla Bemayid, Shetaflasa Bemayid. She may apply lime that will be removed during Mayid because Ava Bisha Mitzira Akshav Semechi Hila Acharzman, even though at first she becomes upset, but when the Sid is removed during Mayid, she'll be happy. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do consider L'Acharzman the future situation. The Gemara offers two explanations. Nachum Yitzchak says, Hanach L'Hilchaz Mayid, the Kulu Mitzir Akshav Semechi L'Acharzman. Only regarding the halachas of Chalam Mayid does Rabbi Yehuda hold we consider L'Achazman because all the malachas that were permitted, such as shchita and meal preparations, are all distressed, while the benefit is only enjoyed later during the meal. Ravina says Rabbi Yehuda does consider L'Achazman, and nevertheless Akum Nefroin Man because he holds Akum Le'inim Perayin, Le'oy Le'Meitzer, and Akum who pays off a debt will always be upset even later.